WKGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It has been a dreadful day for the Dow. It is at 10,000 now, losing more than 260 points at the end of the trading day. Markets down on fears that unemployment will remain high for quite some time. Did the revelation that the Christmas Day bombing suspect is cooperating with authorities jeopardize national security, or those who claim that merely playing politics? That's the latest fight in Washington. From the White House, we're live with ABC's Ann Compton.
Sherry, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs was vehement, insisting that White House officials were careful briefing the press.
And would never, ever, ever knowingly release or unknowingly release classified information that could endanger an operation or an interrogation.
But Republican Kit Bond has written to the president complaining the Senate Intelligence Committee was told Monday the suspect's cooperation had to be kept secret. Sherry?
ABC's Ann Compton live. Those 10 American missionaries from Idaho had an appearance in a Port-au-Prince courtroom today, but they were not released. In fact, they have been charged with child kidnapping in Haiti. ABC's David Wright is outside the jail.
It's been a bit of a chaotic scene as they emerged from the courtroom. They were absolutely swamped by cameras. And they were put in the back of two police cruisers and sent through the streets of Port-au-Prince, quickly pursued by news camera people and reporters, ourselves included. We've now arrived here at the jail, and they're ushering them back into the cell. They don't look terribly happy.
Motivational speaker James Arthur Ray has pleaded not guilty to three counts of manslaughter at his first court appearance. He is accused of causing three deaths at an Arizona sweat lodge last year. There was a small earthquake off the coast of Northern California. No reports of any damage. A Japanese newspaper claiming Toyota about to recall Prius cars because of that brake problem. Toyota says no decision has been made yet. Dow down 269. You're listening to ABC News.
A better way. You'll find it at Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes, all for just $19.99. It's our way of keeping car maintenance simple and keeping you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil taxes and synthetics extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles are participating Midas.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has now been charged, but ABC's Aaron Katursky says this is a new corruption indictment.
The indictment is new, but most of the crimes are the same. Blagojevich is still accused of trying to sell President Obama's old Senate seat, and now he's charged with the attempted extortion of White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. Prosecutors reworked the other charges so they avoid a controversial law that makes it illegal for officials to deprive constituents of honest services. The Supreme Court is now weighing that law, and prosecutors want to make sure Blagojevich's June trial stays on track.
Almost 3 in 5 people who were laid off during the past year tell Career Builder they have found new jobs. That's a big increase from 3 months earlier. As to the new hires, most say they were able to negotiate comparable or higher pay in their new positions, but 40% say they had to take a pay cut. Here's a weight loss plan. Take out your suitcase, pack it with clothes, buy a plane ticket, and move to Denver.
Colorado. Maybe John Denver was onto something. New research appearing in the journal Obesity says only a week at high altitudes can cause sustained weight loss. Overweight people who spent a week in the mountains of Germany lost weight while eating as much as they wanted to and doing zero exercise. A month after they came back down, they kept most of it off. Researchers believe it has to do with a hormone that increases in high altitudes, but they say it may not be a totally safe diet technique. Alex Stone, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Have you noticed these days that every other ad seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt, like that's going to help you. It is important that you get all the facts first. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt consultant. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist you in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment. Call now, 800-501-7032. That's 800-501-7032.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. No immediate reports of damage or injuries after a 6.0 earthquake struck off the coast of Humboldt County. A sheriff's department spokesman says he felt a rolling sensation, but that it didn't feel as severe as the 6.5 that hit the same area last month. The all clear has been given at Sonoma State University after reports of gunfire in a nearby housing development. Police have found no reason for concern and have since notified students that any danger has passed. Hayward police have made an arrest in connection with a double murder at a car auction lot earlier this week. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Santa Clara, Lawrence Expressway northbound before Monroe, it's a stall in the right lane. Altamont Pass westbound 580 before North Flynn. Look out for a barbecue grill in the left lane. Guys, shop the JCPenney Gold Toe Sock Sale now. And when you buy one pack, get the second pack for 50% off. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Well, most of the North Bay getting wet this hour. Rain will spread across the bay this afternoon. It'll be heavy tonight with gusty winds. Periods of rain for tomorrow. And on Saturday, showers are likely. It's 56 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's start with these new figures out. For the first time ever, let this sink in. In spite of what you think, government programs will account for more than half of all U.S. healthcare spending. This is from federal actuaries. And probably because it's slowing the growth of private insurance and sending more people into Medicaid because of the economy. Over the next 10 years, health spending will balloon to $4.5 trillion. I know a lot of you complaining about what they're trying. I don't know who's trying to do what. But my goodness, doing nothing is making a choice. And doing nothing is going to have terrible consequences. Just let that sink in. $4.5 trillion. Government health programs are a growing burden, of course. Or you know what our deficits are. And by 2020, $1 in $5 spent in the U.S. will go to health care, far beyond any other industrialized nation. Now, you can use this information to bolster a push for more government involvement, or you can use this information to draw a line in the sand and say, listen, and I probably fall into this camp, until we figure out how to control costs, I'm skeptical of anything. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this program, and it's the fact that we spend 2-3 times more than anybody else on earth and don't get any results for it. And if this was a corporation or a small business or your family budget, it would be pretty sensible to figure out how to get the same results and spend less. And it would require some rules that some would find draconian, but the abuses are so obvious to a physician. Like to me, I see them all the time. I see them when you call me and tell me what's going on. I say, your doctor wanted to order what test? Does your doctor own a piece of the MRI facility? Does your doctor make money from doing procedures? Because, you know, doing a colonoscopy for a sore throat, you know, is a little overkill. Yeah, you get a unique view of the throat if you use an extra long tube. But I see the abuses. And until you figure out a way to control them, or until medicine itself figures out a way to control this themselves, and they should be given a chance to do so, forget it. This is long-term thinking. I know how much as Americans we hate long-term thinking, especially from politicians, because politicians have gotten us just used to the short-term solutions for everything, and that's why so many problems exist today. So without getting political, Obama has doubled the budget in the battle against tropical diseases. He must be getting advice from somebody smart, because I'll tell you something. Funding to fight these diseases, these are parasites that cause everything from elephantiasis, hookworms, trachoma, which is a blinding eye disease, a powerful impact on economies. They disproportionately, of course, affect countries of global security interest to the United States. These are countries from the Islamic Conference, nuclear weapons countries, etc. And right now, maybe a billion people, that's one-sixth of the population of the world, suffer from one or more neglected tropical diseases. You have got the most common infections of poor people. We can do something about it for a fraction of the cost of anything else. Extraordinary impact for low cost. And what happens is these infections infect entire populations and their economies, and they trap people in poverty. Controlling just one disease, let's say hookworm, would improve future wage earning by 43%. This is a journal called Neglected Tropical Disease. In Kenya, deworming could raise the per capita earnings by 30%. India, controlling filariasis, would add $1.5 billion to the GDP. That's what causes elephantiasis. You know, huge legs, huge testicles. You've seen the pictures. Men with testicles in a wheelbarrow. Advocates for other diseases complain new budget cuts, global funding for some of the biggest problems. And that's where I just want to interject something quickly. Yes, the big name diseases, HIV, malaria, etc., killer diseases, I don't know how you allocate. What's more important versus diseases that make you wish you were dead? And those diseases have a profound impact also, and they go neglected. And, you know, I'll just mention one more time, I don't know what he's doing on his website, but if you go to 37 million and counting, this is something one of my sons tackled in a documentary in Kenya, disease called onchocerciasis. And if he shows the video on his website, it's the number 37, then write out the word million and counting. 37 million and counting, because 37 million people have this disease. Merck offers, I think it's Merck, I hate to give credit to someone who doesn't deserve it, but free medication. The medication is free, but they can't deliver it in Africa. They can't get it to the people who need it. And this is the disease that makes you wish you were dead, from scratching and the worms crawl in your eyes and you're blind and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I don't know to give this too much time, but, you know, here's an interview with a Republican congressman, you know, and he's, you know, all worked up about the don't ask, don't tell deal. And I look at attitudes in this, and I see many surveys and studies. If you've never met a black person, if you have no friends who are gay, you're going to have old attitudes about this. And the more people you know who are gay or who are of color, the more you'll realize we're all human beings, and that's where the prejudices break down. And he's very concerned about the, you know, cohesiveness and the unity of the military units. And now you can go back in U.S. military history. This is the same thing that went on with black people in the military. You know, white soldiers saying, oh, I don't want to bond with these guys. They're different, right? And then he gets into, it's a whole gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community. If you're going to let anybody, no matter what the preference is, the military is going to have to let everybody in. What's wrong with a bisexual? I don't quite get that. Is that better or worse than a gay person? Transgender? Where's this guy coming from? And then he says that most young people in the military, they would be more upset and uneasy because they're more conservative. And yet, the interviewer here raised the issue, but listen, it's already tons and tons and many gays in the military right now. What are the problems in the barracks that you see? Where are all the reports of all the discomfort? And most countries that have been interviewed, and the chiefs of their countries at this, who have, you know, more open attitudes about these things, that there's been no impact on military effectiveness. You can imagine how I feel about it all. All right, well, we got some big-time arraignments, arrests today. We have Michael Jackson's doctor, evidently, is going to face the music. And, you know, it's an involuntary manslaughter deal. He didn't try to kill him. But in terms of the practice of medicine, there are lessons. We've talked about this when it all went on. And one of them is VIP medicine. You know, when you get to $150,000 a month for hanging out with the most famous rock and roller in the world, hey, you go for it. And then you do not practice medicine like you were taught. And I have lots of examples of this. So if you're a VIP, if you're a doctor and you're taking care of someone who's very, very important, you alter the way you routinely do things. And if you alter how you do things, you're going to screw up. And then, of course, James Arthur Ray arrested, as well he should. You know, when I've seen interviews of people who are in that tent, and this has to do with the sweat lodge deaths. And, of course, it makes me sick that the people who put him on the map, you know, Larry King and Oprah Winfrey, you know, they walk off scot-free because it made for good ratings. But these people are partly responsible. I'm sorry. I feel very strongly about that, and I feel that way myself. Even though I have put some idiots on the air in my career in television and radio, I feel responsible. And, you know, these people paid $9,000 each. You could say these people, you know, it's, you know, get what they deserve. And yet, I don't know. I guess that's, you know, that's kind of unfair. And, you know, this guy has an ego issue. You know, his own omnipotence evidently is something he believes very strongly. And money and wealth and the delusions that come with that. They conducted hundreds of interviews. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But there's a lot of evidence against him. Okay, this is the one that's got everybody talking around the coffee machine. This unconscious man, 5 years unconscious, hooked up a functional MRI and asked him yes and no questions, and they think he could answer them accurately. Like, is your father's name Thomas? Of course, you know, people could randomly come up with this, so they did it enough times, and he communicated his answer. He's 29. They scanned 23 patients who were diagnosed as a vegetative state, scanned using functional MRI, and they found some signs of more awareness than they thought in four people, but this guy was able to do the yes-no thing. Now, they're stressing here that these are trauma patients, that brain activation was detected in very, very few patients and only in those with traumatic injury to their brains. These are not cases where the whole brain was damaged by oxygen starvation like the famous case of Terry Schiavo. So this is fascinating, and you'll see they're going to have to do functional MRIs, and everybody is unconscious, and it seems like a reasonable thing to do, that a person can be inside there. And the fact is, of course, he's lasted for 5 years, which is quite incredible, quite incredible. All right, you can steak for dinner tonight. There is no direct clinical evidence that eating a lot of meat and dairy causes heart disease. Eating a lot of meat and dairy causes your cholesterol levels to go wacky. And we know that that's associated with heart disease. But in terms, I mean, that's one thing. That's a blood level of something. And heart disease is more complicated than just cholesterol levels. And the AHA, Heart Association, suggests no more than 7% of your calories from saturated fat. 16 grams a day, not very much. But when they looked at 21 previous studies, there's no clear evidence that high saturated fat diets lead to higher risks of heart disease and stroke. And how would you prove that? Well, you have to follow people for 30, 40 years. You see how hard it would be? So that's the difficulty. This is insightful. If this is one of your kids, these are kids who get bullied. I'm going to say something that might sound mean-spirited, but I think if we keep our heads in the sand, we're not going to help these kids. Kids who get bullied are likely to have problems in other parts of their lives. These kids usually have an inability to pick up and respond to nonverbal clues from their pals. And you know what happens when a kid is bullied? Health problems, they drop out of school, poor grades, substance abuse. It's really, really important. Unstructured playtime is when kids interact without the guidance of authority figures, is how they learn these social deals. And the number one need of any human is to be liked by other humans. But these kids are strangers in their own skin. And they had them watch movies, 4 to 16-year-olds, and look at photos before judging the emotions of the actors based on their facial expressions, their tones of voice, and their body posture. And then various social situations were also described, and the kids were questioned about appropriate responses. And then they correlated results with what parents and the teachers think about the kids. Well, kids who had social problems had problems in one of three different areas of nonverbal communication: reading nonverbal cues, understanding their social meaning, and coming up with options for resolving social conflict. For instance, one of these kids may not notice a person's scowl. If you're impatient, you scowl at them. Or understand when you're tapping your foot, tap, 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 I'm impatient, I want to know what you're going to do here. Or they may have trouble reconciling the desires of a friend with their own. And it's important to pinpoint these areas. And it's a vicious, vicious cycle, because shunned kids have fewer opportunities to practice their social skills while popular kids are busy perfecting theirs. And they say, instead of reacting with anger or embarrassment to a kid who says, Aunt Mindy, your new hairdo is a mistake, teach him social skills with the same tone you use for teaching long division or proper hygiene. And there's a whole long list here. developed by a guy named Lavoie. So Lavoie's, who are very, very good with these kids. These are also autism spectrum type kids, kids with Asperger's syndrome, and how to teach them to pick up on these cues so they can function. This is how your body just follows your brain along. Very simply put, the beginning of this study was that if I asked you to recall events from the past or to imagine future events, your bodies will act out the metaphors embedded. In other words, if you think about the past, and I ask you to do this, you will lean back and as you think about the past. If I ask you to think about the future, you actually lean forward, in some cases 3-4 millimeters, but there definitely was a shift. And we have all these metaphors that go with it, right? I'm looking forward to asking you. I'm reflecting back on the past. And this fits in with studies, for instance, the ones with a warm cup of coffee and a cold cup, the iced coffee. And if you have a warm cup of coffee in your hand, you will judge other people to be warmer, more communicative than if you have a cold one. And then if you change the temperature of a room, it changes how we act. If you ask people to talk about something bad that they did, they're guilty about, they're more likely to wash their hands after the interview. So body-mind, very much alive. All right, do not misconstrue this. This is about physiology. You may have noticed in some Asian people, they get very flushed if they drink alcohol. We now know why that is and what it means, and it is absolutely fascinating. We've suspected this, but now we have nailed it. So if you're an Asian person and you flush when you drink alcohol, and maybe this applies to non-Asians because it's not exclusive, I got an answer for you. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Kevin Richards is worried about his identity.
Whoa, look at you. What is going on?
What are you talking about?
Oh, man, I think you've been cloned.
I think I know if I've been cloned.
I gotta get you checked out.
I'm fine.
Be quiet. You are coming with me.
Wait, who? Me?
Both of you!
Isn't it time your identity got a checkup? Right now, Identity Guard is offering a free identity checkup. Visit IdentityGuard.com and find out if yours has been exposed. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
What makes a best picture? Entertainment Weekly hails, Up in the Air is a new classic. It's everything Hollywood has forgotten how to do.
Don't you talk for a living?
I tell people how to avoid commitment.
What kind of message is that?
With remarkable acting, the New York Post declares, George Clooney gives the performance of his career.
You know that moment when you look into somebody's eyes and the whole world goes quiet?
Yes.
Right, well, I don't.
Vintage directing, USA Today raves, Jason Reitman is the next Billy Wilder.
You have set up a way of life that makes it impossible for you to have any kind of human connection.
Unforgettable storytelling. Entertainment Weekly says it's hilarious and tragic, romantic and real.
Tell me what you want.
And now, It has received 6 Academy Award nominations, including Best Actor George Clooney, Best Director Jason Reitman, Best Screenplay, and Best Picture of the Year. Up in the Air, rated R, no one under 17 admitted without parent, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Jerry. How you doing, Jerry? Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Yes, doctor. On the 19th of January, I was reading paper, watching TV, and got up to go to bed, and there were these like these circular, perfect circles around my eyes. I thought it was reflection off my glasses or something, and I took my glasses off, turned the lights out. The lights didn't go away, and they stayed on all night. And so I was kind of concerned that I might have tore a retina or something. So I did go to an ophthalmologist. And he examined my eyes and said there was some tears in the viscera, but there was nothing in the retina, and that possibly it should go away on its own. And I just wondered if you had ever heard anything like that.
Well, of course. This is both eyes at the same time? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was just like two perfect circles. And now it's not like that. You know, during the day I don't see it. Sometimes in the dark I do, but...
But perfect, go back again. So you're seeing perfect circles, and these circles surround the middle of your vision, and if you covered up one eye and looked out, it was, in other words, I'm trying to get, it's very important that we determine if they're in both eyes or not, because if it's in both eyes, I don't see how it could be have anything to do with the separation of the vitreous. And I can come up with other theories, but it kind of doesn't make, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. You can see why. How would something, I mean, if you had a retinal tear and it happened in both eyes at the same time, that's extraordinarily unlikely. And for this to happen at the same time. Do you ever get headaches? Do you ever get any nausea, anything else associated with it?
Yeah, he was concerned about that. And I haven't had much of a problem. You know, no, I haven't had anything like that.
Well, I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled.
There's a
Go ahead.
I'm sitting eating or something, and there's like something moves on my side. It looks like something's moving, and there's nothing there. Like, you know, that happens a lot. And
yeah, well, you've been an ophthalmologist, so you looked at your retinas. That's fine. You can you get lights in your eyes and both eyes at the same time. As far as I'm concerned, that's migraine aura until proven otherwise. So if you ever get a headache with this and you've got migraine, I have migraine aura, so why I'm interested in this, and I get the flashing things, and it's in both eyes. So it's not my eyeballs that are doing it; it's my brain. So that's very very important. Very important. All right, let's talk to Maria. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Dell.
Hi.
I'm a SIDS mom, and my infant died at 10 weeks 18 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks. I was really interested in Dr. Kinney's study in JAMA that was published yesterday, talking about the low serotonin levels, and she was going so far as to say that this could explain most of the cases. And my question is, you know, my family, we suffer a lot of depression and take SSRIs, and must have low serotonin levels. So is there a connection? Is there a genetic connection there?
Well, what an interesting question. I wish I knew the answer for you. All that I know about the study is they found that they looked at the brains of babies who died of SIDS. They showed, on average, decreased levels of serotonin. And serotonin does a lot of things in the brain, not the least of which has to do with mood states, as you're describing. And so you take a serotonin selective uptake inhibitor for depression to increase the amount of serotonin in your brain, implying you have too little. Does that mean that's genetic? Does it mean it could be passed on to a baby? Because serotonin may have some things to do with breathing and the heart rate. Very complicated. And I don't know there's anything practical that's come out of this that we've learned. And I think that's what's You know, this is not anything you can do a test for. I mean, maybe the next thing you'll do would be, and of course, this is serotonin in the brains. You can't check brain levels of things just by testing people's blood. It doesn't work like that. So that's the only piece of information we have. And yet I've seen a lot of these kinds of studies over the years in terms of what causes sudden infant death syndrome. And, you know, they come and they go. So let's just hang tight on this one. All right. Okay. If you you're Asian or you know someone who is and they flush when they drink alcohol, we figured out what this is, and it is absolutely interesting and has relevance for all of us. All right, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is the update from the KTO Radio Newsroom. The report of a shooting on the campus of Sonoma State University this morning turned out to be unfounded. Students had gotten a text message of warning, another giving the all clear. A suspect is under arrest in the stabbing deaths of two employees of an auto yard in Hayward. A 6.0 earthquake off the coast of Humboldt County has caused some damage, apparently, but no reported injuries. The CEO of Sun Microsystems today resigned on Twitter, and the former CEO and CFO of Bank of America are being sued by the state of New York for allegedly concealing the extent of the losses at Merrill Lynch before they bought Merrill Lynch in 2009. This is KGO.
Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
System Pavers is having a sweepstakes. We're giving away a $25,000 grand prize, which includes a $15,000 installation and $10,000 in cash. Just visit systempavers.com to enter. No one stands by their product like System Pavers. To prove this, we're including a 30-day satisfaction money-back guarantee and a 25-year comprehensive warranty on all labor and materials. Also, System Pavers offers the most affordable pricing and easy payment plans on interlocking paving stones, eco-friendly synthetic turf, custom fire pits, and built-in barbecues. You'll get a free consultation and design, free demolition and removal, and a free digital rendering. Call 877-PAVE-002 or click systempavers.com. That's 877-728-3002, and don't forget to enter the $25,000 sweepstakes. Call 877-PAVE-002.
D.R. Horton, America's builder, celebrates the new year with new homes and new communities built for better living. Today, D.R. Horton celebrates the grand opening of the models at Montclair at Valley Park in Manteca. The homes at Montclair are built for better living, meaning homebuyers get an energy-efficient, more comfortable, and durable home. The D.R. Horton homes at Montclair are constructed utilizing the latest in building science, environments for living. Each new Montclair home comes with a comfort and energy guarantee. Montclair features very livable and flexible one- and two-story homes ranging in size from approximately 1,600 square feet to 2,400 square feet with 3 to 5 bedrooms. Prices start at $200,000. Now's the time for qualified first-time buyers and homeowners to take advantage of the federal tax credits before the program ends. For more information, visit drhorton.com and plan your visit to the Montclair models at Valley Park in Manteca this weekend. D.R. Horton, America's builder.
Thousands of people buy Hondas at AndersonDirect.com. It's a lot more than our legendary low prices. It's the trade-in value we offer, the finance rates, the Honda you want in stock. And most important, it's how we treat our customers. You want more than just a low price on a new Honda. You want a great deal. Get an instant price quote right now at AndersonDirect.com or call 1-866-ANDERSON. That's AndersonDirect.com or call 1-866-ANDERSON. If you want to save a lot of money, that's our business.
At John Anderson's Courtesy Chevrolet, find the Chevy you want right now. Camaros, Equinoxes, Corvettes, trucks. See for yourself how much Courtesy can save you. Call us at 800-256-0800 or click on CourtesyChevrolet.com. John Anderson's Courtesy Chevrolet in San Jose. We don't think there's another dealer in America that can touch these prices. See for yourself. Find the Chevy you want right now at CourtesyChevrolet.com. An American Revolution.
If you want to save a lot of money, that's our business.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, shop the JCPenney Gold Toe Sock Sale now. And when you buy one pack, get the second pack for 50% off. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about this wine thing, red flushed faces on Asian people. And I was taught in medical school that there are some enzyme that that Asian people have or don't have that relates to their absorption of alcohol. We didn't know much more about that. Well, it turns out that there is a mutation, a gene mutation, that causes some Asian people to flush when they drink. And aside from the physiology I'm going to explain to you, it may have evolved to help their ancestors cope with rice wine, because it seems to the mutation evolved around 10,000 years ago, about the time that Asians were starting to farm rice. That's a heck of a history, friends. Think about that, 10,000 years. So anyway, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, they studied the genes of thousands of people in East Asian populations looking for a mutation that modifies a gene for an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase. Now, that's what breaks down alcohol in your body. When you drink alcohol, alcohol dehydrogenase breaks it down into component parts. So your blood level will go down eventually. Otherwise, you'd stay drunk all for 2 days. The mutation causes alcohol to metabolize 100 times the speed that it otherwise would be. And the enzyme removes alcohol so quickly from the bloodstream, it protects people from the harmful effects of alcohol and gives an evolutionary advantage, they think. And that the study of Han Chinese suggests that those with that mutation are the lowest risk of alcoholism, maybe because they can't get drunk. Many people have assumed the opposite. So when you see an Asian person flushing from drinking, it's very possible they have this mutation and that they are going to drink you under the table. And they will have a low risk of alcoholism because it just doesn't seem to, you know, give them the jolt. Then you wonder why they're drinking. So that's another story. Mutation causes a byproduct of the alcohol's metabolism to accumulate in the body, and that metabolite makes them flush red. All right, let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Dr. Dean. You there?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay. Your story about functional MRIs analyzing the states of vegetative patients made me think of, there was a cover article, the December 19th, last year, 09, cover article on Science News about flaws in functional MRIs. And in the article, they had, they'd taken a salmon, read an emotional scene to the salmon, done a functional MRI on the salmon, and then had people analyze it. And it, sure enough, with the emotional scenes, the brain flared up red. First of all, it's a salmon. Second of all, it was dead. So the article really went into questioning whether or not functional MRIs were as accurate as we want them to be, were able to draw conclusions from them, could experiments be repeated. And when I heard this story about the vegetative state patient, I thought, this is very scary to be making these conclusions about people who are in this dire strait, seemingly based on a technology that's not clear that it's proven yet.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you, and I'll tell you why. I think there may be more validity in this study than other ones that you're referring to. And that assumes, of course, that dead salmon have no feelings, you know. How do we know that? You ever been a dead salmon? So here's the deal. Yes, functional MRI, I resent the idea, because we're not there yet, of people using this to diagnose things like depression and mental illness, and thereby maybe condemning people to these diagnoses when that test is just not ready for prime time for that kind of a use. It just measures metabolism in certain areas of the brain and glucose uptake. So I agree with you. I'd never diagnose anything heavy with functional MRIs. They're really fascinating, and as we develop the technology, we will see a day, I think, when we'll be able to look at someone's brain and diagnose Alzheimer's and depression, etc. But this study, I'm making an assumption, Lisa, and tell me if you think this is reasonable, that in this study, they should have asked this man, let's say, 100 questions. Now, yes or no questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to get 50% right by chance. That this fella, by looking at the MRIs, because all we're looking for is whether they can show a consistency in terms of him getting 100 out of 100, answering yes or no, two simple alternatives, as opposed to using those functional MRIs that come up with something subtler. So if they didn't do that, then I have deep questions about it. I would never diagnose someone as alive or dead based, based upon it. But I'm guessing they're looking at little areas lighting up. They ask a question, and this guy, if he hits 50 out of 50 right, that's pretty impressive. And it eliminates a lot of the sloppiness of functional MRI, because you're just looking for yay or nay in a kind of a black and white response. So I'll take a peek at it, because I know the study you're talking about, and I am not a believer that functional MRIs are ready yet to diagnose subtle emotional states in humans, in human beings. All right, let's talk to, is it Mila? How you doing, Mila? Welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm actually calling about the bully study.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to think critically about it the way that you've taught me to.
Good.
And I think that the important thing is that these kids were on the autistic spectrum and not that they were bullied kids. Because to conclude that bullied kids are all on the socially on the autistic spectrum also implies that there's nothing socially wrong with bullying behavior. And of course,
wait, go back for a second. Why? I'm not sure why. I hope that article did not convey that. I mean, I agree with you. In other words, I agree that, I don't know whether you heard me say it or whether we're disagreeing spontaneously, that I think a lot of these kids are on the spectrum. You know, I think so.
Well, I think that maybe it's more that most kids on the autistic spectrum are bullied, and not so much that most kids who are bullied are on the autistic spectrum.
Well, they took kids here who were, what they did was, is they did take kids who were bullied and they gave them these tests and found these kids do have communication and social sensitivity, you know, issues that are typical. I'm not sure you can come up with this is like the, you know, chicken and the egg deal. But go ahead, finish your thoughts. So,
well, because I'm studying right now psychology, and we're talking about bullying behavior, and it's a problem with the bully and mm-hmm. the environment of the bully. At least that's what we're talking about right now, and about how, you know, if you my professor is saying, you know, if you don't want to be a bully, stop acting like a bully. You know, it's a behavior. It's not the...
Absolutely. Okay, I see where you're going. I absolutely agree with you. Of course. I mean, if you take 100 of us and, associate us with people who have communication problems, certainly I would hope not all of us would become bullies. Some of us would become even more sympathetic. So it is a combo, because the bully often picks on perceived weaknesses, picks on... Now, those bullies pick their victims in very, very specific ways, and there have been studies on that also. And these kids who have difficulty communicating are just statistically going to be more likely to get bullied. And then B, among those kids, you will find a higher rate of like Asperger's, I think, than you would among the general population of kids. So as always, these are statistical shifts, and it's not black and white. And your point is very, very important. And at the end, let me see the version of this that I was reading. There's a few versions online. Yahoo News might be good on Life Sciences. There's a child expert that I admire, and I know his work, and he has a book. It's So Much Work to Be Your Friend: Helping the Child with Learning Disabilities Find Social Success. So I'll plug his book. It has very specific pieces of advice that, in my life and with our kids and kids I've come across and young people I've mentored, people never think to give them very specific scripts and very specific pieces of advice on how to handle these situations to help them integrate. Because as he said at the beginning of the article, is that we all as humans, we do crave to be liked by our fellow humans. Some of us don't care, and that's fine too, but it's fairly universal. And for kids, you know, this can lead to a downward spiral that involves their future lives and drug abuse and other psychiatric illnesses. So yes, I agree with you. I think it's definitely an important part of the whole story. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Hang in there.
If you suffer from toenail fungus, start the new year with new toes. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it because, believe me, it does work.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. Here's Mike, who tried everything before the new toes treatment.
For 8 years, I put the creams in the gel. Every morning, did nothing. Well, kept it at bay, but it never got rid of it. And now they are perfect.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment or go to 800newtoes.com by January 31st to get an online coupon worth $50 off the regular price. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Imagine if you could use clean solar power and pay less for it than you're now paying for electricity. Would you do it? Now imagine if you could go solar with no money down, no upfront cost. Well, you're imagining what thousands of SolarCity customers are already experiencing. It's the SolarCity Solar Lease Program, what Scientific American called one of 20 world-changing ideas. With SolarCity Solar Lease, all you do is pay a low monthly payment that's typically less than your current electric bill. You pay zero down and could start saving from day one. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. But don't wait, because the first 100 Bay Area homes to lock in their contract by February 28th will get $500 cash back. Visit SolarCity.com or call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR. 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City. We're changing the world one home at a time.
15-year lease, no payment due at signing. Cash back after receipt of first payment following interconnection. For details, call 877-599-SOLAR.
Guys, at JCPenney, we know that comfort, fit, and durability matter. Shop the JCPenney Gold Toe Sock Sale now to get the gold standard in quality. And when you buy one pack of Gold Toe socks, get the second pack for 50% off. Choose from all Gold Toe athletic, casual, and dress socks. At JCPenney, it's easy to find the sizes and styles you want. So stock up on Gold Toe men's socks now. The men's store inside JCPenney is the smart place to get in, find it, and get going. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 2/21.
You keep hope alive when you support Hope Services in Silicon Valley and the Central Coast. One way to do it is by donating an unwanted vehicle. Hope receives proceeds from its sale and you get a tax deduction. Everyone wins and tow away is free. Check the auto donation link at hopeservices.org. Nonprofit Hope Services provides programs that assist children, adults, and seniors with developmental disabilities to become participating members of their communities. You'll find out more at hopeservices.org. Your help builds hope.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jeff. How you doing, Jeff? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I was just calling because, listening to the show, I'm somewhat skeptical of all these supplements. And I heard on another radio program yesterday a guy pitching with some type of a supplement made with enzymes of jellyfish to help with people that have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or something to do with your brain.
Yeah, I mean, you've never seen a jellyfish forget anything, have you? You know, reminds me of a... Are you old enough to remember the ads that used to be? You ever see a bald sheep? And that's when they used to promote lanolin for baldness. It was big time in this country. I'd say that was in the early 50s, and there'd be a picture of a bald sheep, and that's how they'd sell it with the logic. You know, do you remember the name of it? Because I've heard... I just had this question last month, and I remember looking it up after the program and seeing it was made from jellyfish and not thinking much of it. If it's the same thing I'm thinking of, and maybe the name will ring a bell. Do you remember the name at all?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, here's what I would say about it. Let's pretend that neither one of us have any idea what this is, and you called me, you say you heard on a radio program about a supplement for Alzheimer's. Here's what I would say. If anyone out there has discovered a supplement and came up with it and manufactured it and sold it for something as horrible as Alzheimer's disease. The normal way things happen in the world, and it's been this way for a long, long time, would be, heck, I want to be famous. I'll publish a little study. I gave 100 Alzheimer's patients this particular supplement, and they seem to get better. And then if I were really smart, I would do a study where I give half of them real supplements and half of them fake ones and see what happens. And little by little, if you did a study like that, a million people would notice and a million people want to go out and manufacture it, and a whole bunch of other million people would be scientists and want to do more studies. We'd know about it. You just don't discover something that would get you the Nobel Prize on some radio show. And if there was a supplement or anything in jellyfish that helped Alzheimer's patients, everybody would know about it. It would spread like wildfire around the world. The bells would ring and so forth and so on. And I realize as I'm saying all this, this applies to a lot of the questions that we get. And how I use, you know, my instincts, and I'm trying to remember the last time my instincts let me down, to think when someone says, did you ever hear of this supplement that cures and names some horrible disease? I'd say, I haven't, but that ought to tell you something, because that's my job. And that's what I do, is scan the medical literature. So if there was any real good clinical study out there that, you know, was done correctly and helped Alzheimer's patients, everybody would know, and we'd all use it, because doctors get Alzheimer's also. Doctors' spouses get Alzheimer's. So, you know, try using that kind of logic, and maybe we can get through some of these unknowns, because so many of these manufacturers, because there's no rules or laws to protect you, bring these products to market without any testing, without any evidence, without any studies, without anything other than an urge to make a lot of money. And remember the line from The Road to Wellville, health is the open sesame of a sucker's wallet. So we are suckers for health when normally we're skeptical, good consumers and other things. When it comes to our health, we suspend our, you know, our belief systems. All right, let's see. Let's do one more quickie, then we'll take a break. Roberta, how you doing, Roberta? Welcome to the program.
I'm good. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Adele.
Yep.
I was just prescribed estradiol, an estrogen hormone replacement therapy, a low dose, like 0.5 milligrams. I'm a little nervous about it because I've always heard that there's risks.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm going to be 50 this month.
Right. And what? And they're giving it to you for what?
When I had my pap, it was extremely painful. She said I looked very dry and like raw hamburger meat, and it was painful.
Are you having trouble? Are you having a pain with intercourse and stuff like that?
My boyfriend passed away. I'm not sexually active right now. It was only I experienced it.
Yes. Well, it's a reasonable thing to do. I don't think most gynecologists would question that. Because if you know, taking estrogens for a few years during a transition period does not seem to cause the harm you all have heard about, which is about people taking it for a little longer, like a decade, then you have the heart disease, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, other things starting to kick in. So atrophic vaginitis is a very common problem. And I'm sorry your boyfriend has passed away, but sexual activity may prevent it, and estrogen certainly will. You might consider how you take it, if that's the main reason. Is that the main reason you're considering taking it?
I have a combination of things going on. I have a depression. I'm having some insomnia and a little bit of night sweats.
Okay. Well, I don't think it'll help with the depression. I don't think it'll help with plain insomnia, but insomnia is definitely related to the night sweats and the hot flashes. That'll keep you awake. So you have pretty good reason for taking estrogen right now. So I wouldn't have any fear. I was going to say that, you know, depending on how your doctor feels, there are rings, there are patches, there are pills, and you have a variety of ways of taking estrogen. I think you're going to feel a lot better once you get to that status first, and you've got some time to reconsider how to take estrogen and how long you want to take it. So you'll be fine. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
With Valentine's Day approaching, it's important to be armed with the right gifts for the important people in your life. This is John Baslone of Trader Joe's. When you're in love, flowers and jewelry are ideal gifts. But what do you get for that special someone who's not quite that special? Trader Joe's whole grain Dijon mustard. It's the perfect way to say, I really like you, but let's not rush into anything. This whole grain Dijon is made just for us in France, home of romance and Dijon. It's naturally rich and flavorful, and it's only available at Trader Joe's. For that guy you met on the subway last week, the woman at the dry cleaners, or that cute girl who sits next to you in fourth period calculus, Trader Joe's whole grain Dijon mustard is the perfect Valentine's Day gift. You may not be ready to make a big emotional commitment. We get that. Luckily, our whole grain Dijon is only $1.79 for a 12.3-ounce jar, so you don't have to make a big financial commitment either. For the location of the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
And now for the bonus round. If Rome wasn't built in a day, how long did it take?
3 business days. Oh, plus one Saturday.
Correct.
Ooh.
A good man is hard to find. Why?
Because he's so small.
Correct. Netflix delivers movies by mail, and now what other way?
Directly to your TV.
Correct! Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix! See terms of use.
This Valentine's, when women receive roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, they will thank you, and it will sound something like this.
Oh, it's a woman fuzzy. It's a pain.
Now, the full translation.
You are a stud muffin. You are sexy, sexy.
So come to 1-800-Flowers.com and get free shipping or no service charge on her Valentine's collection. And give your sweetheart that
warm fuzzy,
sexy, sexy
feeling.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann. Get free shipping or no service charge on roses starting at $29.99 from 1-800-Flowers.com.
Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/radio for details.
BevMo presents the big game word, penalty. Penalties are given out on game day for a variety of violations. Holding, clipping, and the most serious of all, running out of beer. Avoid this one at all costs. Right now, BevMo's got everything you need for the big game. Hundreds of beers, plus wine, spirits, kegs, and munchies. And to kick it all off, stop by the grand opening of our new Burlingame store on the Avenue. Opens Friday, February 5th. Get Mo and save Mo at BevMo.
This Valentine's Day, say I love you from head to toe with a Massage Envy gift card. A soothing blend of health and well-being, our customized massages are as thoughtful for new romances as they are for old sweethearts. What's more, our surprisingly late weeknight and weekend hours mean your Valentine can enjoy a massage when he or she needs it most. Perfectly healthy, perfectly convenient, perfectly priced.
A soothing one-hour massage session at Massage Envy is only $49 for first-time guests at any of their 29 Bay Area locations.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Let's talk to John and Marin. How you doing, John?
Hey, Dr. Dinardell. I'm glad you cleared up that thing about the Asians and the flushing. I had an Asian girlfriend for a while, and I just always thought it was the GHB that did that. But anyway.
Yeah, not funny.
I'm going to send Heather an email that's going to contain a little interview with your buddy, Dr. Oz. Now, I've been paying attention to him lately, and I've heard people call in and this and that. But this is actually him interviewing Dana Ullman, who's a big homeopath guy. And
well, I know Dana. I know Dana pretty well.
Dr. Oz is right in there with him. He talks about how Arnica and some other homeopathic products have worked for him. And I'm really disappointed because I like Dr. Oz. I think he's got a good show, and he's got good charisma and everything, but he buys homeopathy. And
oh God, I don't want to believe this, John. Don't burst a bubble. I know Mehmet pretty well, also, and I agree with you. And yet, I've been getting a lot of complaints from people. And I'm going to forward it to him. You know, complaining, and I just worry that he's. I don't know what he's up to. I've heard this about him before, whether he's just trying to be a good guy, make everybody happy, and he's, after all, got a big-time TV show, and you got to please everybody, or he really believes. And if he really believes, then we may all have to write some letters to help out the dear doctor straighten out his vision. All right, we'll talk more about it. In the meantime, that's the program. Join us in the next one. Until then, as always.
Save big at Macy's Home Sale. Get a Belgique 12-piece cookware set, closeout $99.99. All down and down alternative comforters and pillows, 50% off. Samsonite, Delsey, and Travel Pro luggage, 50% off. Plus, get a $50 Macy's gift card by mail when you spend $300. And now, when you wear red, you support Go Red for Women, and you get an extra 20 or 10% throughout the store. Giving back, that's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Bank of the West, we're the kind of bank that puts our customers first. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates asked over 28,000 people across the nation how they felt about their bank. For the second year in a row, Bank of the West ranked highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the West region. If that sounds like your kind of bank, stop by Bank of the West for exceptional service that can make banking easier for you.
Member FDIC. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, go to www.jdpower.com.
In many things, precision is important. With a cancer diagnosis, it's everything. knowing the exact location of a tumor and attacking it with pinpoint accuracy can mean the difference between life and death. That's why many cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. We now offer CyberKnife radiotherapy to treat brain, lung, spine, and prostate tumors. The CyberKnife works with precisely targeted bursts of high-dose radiation to pinpoint tumors without harming surrounding tissue. It's outpatient treatment that requires no incisions or anesthesia, and it takes fewer treatments than typical radiation to achieve success. It all takes place in our custom-built facility, where we'll also be hosting research and training visiting physicians. CyberKnife is just one of the advanced treatments we're using to take aim at cancer. So if you have cancer, you know precisely where to go. For more information, visit elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
Hey, it's Gil Gross coming up. We've got